Welcome to the mic, Chloe Kemp from Kent. It's time to be frank, it's time to vent. From mental health to parental death, where the humour is dark as she's bereft. There'll be tears and there'll be laughter, and of course there'll be talk about those pyjamas. So pull up a seat, you're in the front row now. Turn down the lights, it's time to get the clow down. Let's get the clow down.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Get the Clow Down with me, Chloe Kent. I am back, and today I am joined by Joe, who has actually been on my podcast before. We spoke quite a lot, quite extensively actually, about anxiety, and I had to get Joe back on because he recently went to Florida. And do you have a fear of flying, or do you think it's the anxiety of just generally being in a position where you've got no exits?
No, I genuinely have a fear of flying.
Okay, so he does have a fear of flying like me as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought we had to get him on. We had to talk about it because he did do it. If anyone follows Joe, you would have seen he did go to Florida for a couple of weeks. So it was a success, but it was still difficult for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, really, really tough. A lot tougher than I thought.
But when you put the stories on Instagram, I didn't actually feel like you looked that nervous. You were like, had a little bit of a joke about getting on those escalator thingies. And yeah, you just looked in good spirits.
Yeah, to be honest, that part of the airport, I think it went so quick, and the drive in there, and my anxiety wasn't too bad. But then, yeah, jumping on them, adding them to my stories was just a bit of fun, having a laugh, because we were with another family. And we was all trying to, you know, and I didn't want to show Jules that I was nervous because it was her first time. But she sailed for it. And then, yeah, when I started to see the planes and thought, okay, they're bigger than I thought. How are we not getting off the ground? that's when it started to kick in.
Jules, just for everyone's knowledge, is Joe's daughter. How old is Jules?
So she's 5.
So what, special time to go to Disney then?
Yeah, she's Disney mad. So is my wife. That's the whole reason why we went. But yeah, I didn't think, when I was booking it, I didn't realise it was going to be quite so tough.
So did you not have any nerves on the run-up?
Yeah, so when we booked it, one of my friends, they go every year they've been going, I think this was their 9th time. So when because I was originally booking Paris, I thought, just go Disneyland, Paris, nice and easy. And then when I spoke to my friend, he was like, do you know what? For a few grand more, you can go to Florida and do like a 2-week holiday. So I thought, oh, do you know what? Yeah, all right then. So he booked it, dealt with everything for me. I didn't have to do anything at all. And then, as it got closer to the time, obviously I knew 6 months before Alicia, because I'd done it for her 30th birthday. So I just sort of kept my anxiety at bay and thought, well, I won't show anything, because I couldn't show that I booked anything. And so she had no clue whatsoever. But the last time we both flew, I think we was about 7. So we've got no memories or anything of flying. So obviously, booking this, it was a big step. And I thought, no, I want to do it. I'm not going to. And when I looked it up originally, I thought it was about 7 hours. And I thought, well, that's not too bad. And then, yeah, I got on the plane and the captain done the whole ding dong and was like, we're going to get there in 9 hours and 10 minutes. And I thought, right, okay, that's longer than I thought.
Well, that's the first time I realised it was going to be over 9 hours.
And that was, and then I'm looking at Alicia thinking, someone told me 7 hours. And yeah, then that's how, through the airport, that's that part there, everyone's saying it's so stressful, your luggage, doing it. We literally sailed through. It couldn't have gone any better. No traffic on the way there, absolutely perfect. And then, yeah, as soon as I stepped on, as I was coming down, you've got like that tunnel bit that goes to the airplane. Yeah. As I was walking down that, the anxiety came from my feet. As you know, like panic attacks normally start down, like you can feel them coming up your body. And then I just remember thinking, I can't do it. I've got to turn around. And I thought, in my head, my anxiety is saying, just let them go. They'll have fun. You go back home. You can't do this. You can't. And my legs went like jelly. And then got on it. Saw the air hostess and they're all happy and made me feel really comfortable. And then when I sat down, I was actually next to someone. So I had Alicia on my right side, and on my left I had some bloke. And that then set my anxiety off again, because I thought, if I start feeling ill, I'm then not going to be able to say anything because it's embarrassing. But yeah, and that's where it started.
That jelly leg one is irritating me at the moment. So I've had it a lot recently. And it's like when you get anxious and you start thinking about you want to get to your exit, but then at the same time you think, oh, but my legs are so jelly. Would I even get to my exit?
Or I know.
Would I be crawling there? Like,
yeah. 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 So that's how I was going to the toilet, where we had a few seats behind us and the toilets were there. So I thought, right, that makes me feel better. Because what I'll do is every like half an hour, I'll just stretch my legs, go to the toilet, come back. And I just kept seeing these people getting up and just strolled into the toilet, whereas when I got up I was like holding on to the armrest. Literally staggering. And then seeing the toilet for the first time, I thought, hang on a minute, this is very, very small. So then I did want to shut the door. So like the first couple of times I said to Leisha, like, we're both go, you stand outside.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realise, because obviously the flush on it isn't the nicest of things. So literally,
no.
I'm trying to, as I'm flushing it, I'm opening the door. Because I'm thinking I'm going to have a panic attack in there. Oh, yeah, just the takeoff was the worst bit for me. Is that the worst bit for you? Do you find any part of...
Yeah, I don't like any of it. I pushed, I'd say I wouldn't mind landing just because I know it's over. And yeah. I feel quite... confident that we're going to land okay, but yeah, I hate takeoff, I hate the leveling out, and then I just hate being in the air, because I think what I hate is the not knowing when turbulence is ever going to strike. You just don't know. You could be literally sitting on the toilet having a shit and then suddenly like through the air.
Yeah, shit all over you. Honestly, that was my the takeoff. So I had this man next to me and he was an American, so he'd been over here for work. So I sat down and then I'd gone to the toilet. This was just before takeoff. And when I got back, he had gone. And so Alicia said to me, there's this, she said he's gone up to upper class. Like he's gone up. So I was like, oh, brilliant. Then I thought, why? Why has he got on and sat there and now he wants to move? Has he left something in the seat? Is there something under his seat? So this all started coming through. And then I was thinking... oh no, they tell you to watch out for signs and all this. So then I'm starting to panic. That started my anxiety off even worse. Then I'm looking around at other people and seeing if they've got any fear or anything on their face or anything. And then the same with the air hostess. I just kept my eyes on them because I thought if something's going on, they're going to give me, you know, the little nod to get to the exit. But the takeoff for me was the worst part. Literally, I had Amy Winehouse Rehab. Literally, because I was thinking I'm going to need that when I come out of this. And I literally just remember folding my ears, literally shutting my eyes and just being so scared. And then once we'd sort of got, which I thought was up in the air, but we wasn't, we were still going up, I took my headphones off. And I could hear this awful sound of the engine, which apparently is normal. This roar of the engine is to get you higher. And then I'm thinking, there's something wrong with the engine. There's something happening. There's no phalange. Everything started taking over. And I remember Alicia just grabbing my hand because she was just as nervous. And I just remember looking across to Jules, who sat with our friend's daughter, and she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was so happy. And that then made me feel better because I thought, she's 5 years old. I'm really panicking here. And she's just so chilled. She had her little blanket. She had her little headphones on, watching a film, like really grinning. And I thought, this is why I'm doing it. Like my anxiety, it just literally, that feeling, I just kept feeling like I was going to pass out. I had the clammy hands. I just dry mouth. And then I didn't realise, if anyone is ever going on a flight and they suffer with anxiety, just don't drink fizzy. Because they started to bring drinks around. Once we was sort of levelled out, they brought drinks around and I was like, oh, I'll have a Coke. Because I thought, a bit of sugar might make me feel better. No, that was the worst thing to do, because then that just causes you to bloat because of the gases in it. And obviously once you're up in the air, it was, that was a bit much. But you recently flown, didn't you? Did you? Because you've done the... You was going to do that little whip around.
Yeah, they just go to like Jersey and back. It's all gone a bit wrong for me because I last flew in 2017 for my wedding. and I haven't flown since. I had Greece booked and I got on the plane and then I got off. That was only a couple of years ago. And I actually did do what you thought. My anxiety said to me, you're going to ruin this for them because you're so anxious. They don't deserve to see you cry. Let Ryan go and take the kids. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
I got off and I was like, Ryan, you just take the kids. And Ryan went, bless him, but he said that he hated it about me and they ended up coming home a bit early. But so yeah, and I did the fear of flying, but I got really anxious at the airport because I think I've got loads of sensory issues. And I don't know if that was what you struggled with on takeoff. Was it like the noises and the speed and just everything at once?
Yeah, the noises, because you don't know if them noises are normal or, you know, so I drowned them out with Amy Winehouse as loud as I could. And then my thing was the motion, because once it's up in the air, obviously you do get turbulence and stuff, but sometimes they drop out of it. Well, that dropping, it made me feel, and then I'm thinking, I'm going to pass out. And then I thought, is that my anxiety or am I genuinely going to pass out? Then I'm questioning myself. And then in the end, I'd got up to speak to one of the air hostess because I thought, I just need to know that everything's okay. Just someone to reassure you makes me feel so much better. Ended up speaking to her for about 40 minutes, but she was like, this is a short flight. I've done like 15, 16 hours. And I was thinking, this is a short flight. This is doing me in. And then she was like, you need to drink water. Don't drink the fizzy because it obviously the pressure once you're up in the air in the cabin, she said, because if I don't know if you've ever seen, they do pots of Pringles, but the actual pot, the pot of the Pringle, the foil will be swollen, like where the pressure is in it. And that's what happened to my stomach. That's how I started to look when I was walking around the plane. And she was like, it's because of the pressure in the cabin. She was like, so try and stay off the fizzy drinks. Because I said to her in the end, I had the worst trap wind. And I was literally, I was like, I know, I said, this is so embarrassing. I said, but I am so full of air.
Yeah.
Like, it's making me feel sick. And she was like, it's completely normal. It's the pressure in the cabin. But because I downed like 3 or 4 glasses of Coke, she said it's the worst thing to do. So I thought, right, that's okay. So on the flight home, obviously, I only had water. But and then once we'd leveled out, we did get quite a bit of turbulence, which that really panicked me. And just the motion. And then in my head, I just kept thinking, like, Jules is too young to go down in a plane. This is, like, everything in my head was just the worst case scenarios. You literally live it. The whole flight, the whole 9 hours was just fear of going down and leaving people at home. And I just, literally. So in the end, I just, because Alicia kept saying to me, watch a film. And I was looking around and I kept looking at everyone and I thought, they're sat back. They've got a little bit of champagne. Some had laptops. And they were just so chilled. And I thought, I literally am on edge here. Literally, it was the worst experience. I don't know if it, I tried to enjoy it because all I kept thinking was I'm not letting anxiety win. Because anxiety, I don't know if it's like the same for you, but that part of my life is blank now. I can't remember it. Because I was so focused on the anxiety, I've not enjoyed it. And I wanted to enjoy the flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
did you feel any different when you got back onto land and you was off the ocean?
I felt better over the ocean only because I thought if we get low enough, I could jump and I'd rather hit water than a building. I've got more chance of being able to swim. But then we started to, and then we flew over New York and my friends were like, oh, look, because we're going over New York. You can see and I was like, I couldn't even look out the windows. I was like, I'm not interested in New York right now. I'm not, it just literally for 9 hours and 10 minutes, there was not a second I felt calm. I had just panic attack after panic attack. Mm. And then I'm going, right, just you're going to have to tell the air hostess. You're going to have to just say you're really, really panicky. And then I thought, no, because then it's going to cause a scene. Then everyone's going to look at me. And then I'm just going to cry because I cry at the drop of the hat. And then I'm like, right, no, because then that panic Jules. And it just, everything just escalated. And then we started to come down and he was like, the descent's going to be quite long. So I thought, right, okay, so this is the drop-in motion, which is then, mate, because I can't do rides, I can't do anything that spins, I can't do any motion, and I can barely do a lift. Once we'd got down, I just remember feeling that runway and just thinking, oh, my God, this is it. And literally, as quick as it comes on, I could feel it going away.
Yeah,
but,
really?
But I ached so bad for about 2 days. Because the only way I can describe, when you've had a really bad panic attack, it's like running a marathon. It is literally, your whole body aches.
Yeah, I used to get like really bad stomach aches for days afterwards, and almost like I'd pulled a muscle actually. And then I realised it's because I was tensing my stomach muscles so much it's like you've done like, you know, like 50 sit-ups or whatever, but you haven't.
No, and that was it. Your whole body, like even my hands, it just felt like a giant cramp all over your body where I'd sat so tense. But you're at the time, you're not realising you're sat tense. I'd hurt on my neck. Got to the airport, started to feel a bit funny because I didn't really eat much on the flight because I was thinking if I eat too much, then that's going to make me panic. And then if I need to go to the toilet, then I've got to be sat on the toilet for the rest of the flight. Or literally everything you could think of just went through my head. But I must admit, the air hostess that I was talking to, she was absolutely fantastic. She was so calming. And then, as soon as we got off and got to the airport, it was okay. And then I got to their passport control and I got stopped because I had a banana. And I didn't,
did
I didn't realise you couldn't take... I take a banana with me if most journeys I go on, because bananas are meant to help you. They're meant to calm your nerves a bit. And if I get a little bit where I feel... Because my fear of anxiety is passing out. So,
yes, me too.
But I've never passed out through anxiety. It's just... I get every sensation of it.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like, but yeah.
But I have honestly thought I've been so close. The anxiety has made me feel like, wow, I feel like my legs go numb. I feel like I can't feel my face. I feel really disorientated. And I honestly just think the next step is just fully passing out. And then I just don't.
No. And that,
so it's changed.
That's exactly me. And I spoke to a doctor once and he actually explained. So, when you're having that panic attack, your heart will pound. So you'll get a faster heart rate, your heart a pound, and then you feel like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. Well, when you're going to pass out, your heart rate actually goes really slow. So he was trying to explain to me that when you're, oh my God, I'm going to pass out, you won't pass out because your heart and that is beating so fast, the blood's going around your body so quick. When you pass out, your blood pressure will drop, so your heart will beat slower. So then when I started to panic, I used to think, well, my heart's beating really fast, so I can't pass out. So that then started to help. But once I'd got through the passport control and they said to me, like, have you got anything in the bag? She searched whatever. And then I said, a banana. And then she was like, go with him. And the Americans, they mean business. And I was thinking...
They're not nice at the airport, are they?
They're just so blunt and rude. Like, you couldn't crack a joke. There was no chance to try and crack a joke. And he took me off into this room and I sat down. It was like the ones you watch on telly.
Oh no.
And they weren't talking to me or anything. And I thought, someone's planted something in my bag. This is it. And then he said about, have you got anything else on you to declare? And I thought, no. And he was like, and I was thinking, oh no, they've seen something on the scanners. Someone's put something in my pocket. And he went, can you just explain this? And held the banana. And I was like,
oh, for God's sake.
And I went, I suffer with anxiety. I took it on the flight, but I thought, I've got through Heathrow with this. I've got onto the plane with this. If it was that bad, why didn't someone take it off me then? And he went, you cannot take meat or fruit into the country. And I was like, I'm so sorry. This is my first time. I've never done it before. And he was like, okay, follow me. Took me over to these scanners, put my bags through all the scanners, put me through a scanner. And then, at the end of it, he went, it's your first time? And I went, yeah. He went, have a good day now. And I was like, okay. Literally, that didn't know where I was.
I mean, Heathrow probably just would have assumed that you would have eaten it on the plane. And so there wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, I had two. I'd eaten one on the plane.
Oh, I see.
And kept one with me. So I had a banana skin and a banana. But... I didn't know. And then my friends were like, we told you, we texted you and said no fruit, because one of my friends, she had been caught with an apple, I think. And I was like, just, I mean, how ridiculous. But yeah, so that set my anxiety off again, because I genuinely thought, this is it, this is going to be all over the news. And what a thing to smuggle, a banana. I'd have been so gutted if that had made the news.
See, When I went to Florida, the flight out was actually quite smooth, and I did cry before takeoff, and, you know, I held Ryan's hand on takeoff, hated it, hated every minute of it, hated the fact that the time feels like it counts down so slow. Yeah. I was like, oh, 8:40. I mean, 8 minutes, 8:40. Yeah. And then it's, you think like 4 hours has gone by and it's like 7:15. Like, yeah. What is happening?
I know.
But it was okay. And then we got there and I felt somewhat positive that it was a really smooth flight. But then 2 days later, my sister flew out. She turned up at the villa at like 10 o'clock at night, and she actually went in direct because it was cheaper. So she went via Philadelphia, I think. Right. And she said that when she got on the plane from Philadelphia, the pilot actually said, if you need to go to the toilet, go now, because we are expecting some severe turbulence. The seatbelt signs will remain on. You cannot walk around the plane. And I said to her, my first thought was, I can't believe she stayed on the plane. I would have got off.
Yeah.
100%. I would just be a Philadelphia resident still.
Yeah, I would have just stayed there.
But the worst thing is, my sister hasn't got a fear of flying at all, but she was like shaky, and she was like, honestly, Chloe, it was the worst experience of my life. And I was like, no, thinking surely not, because like I said, it doesn't faze her. And she was like, Chloe, it was awful. I thought I was going to be sick. She was like, it was just up and down and up and down, and people were crying. So because she's told me all this, now all I can think about is the flight home.
Yeah.
And I lost it on the flight home. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. I got on, I panicked, I tried to get off, they shut the doors, and this scale stewardess was ushering me to my seat, like, no, don't get off, don't get off. And I was like, oh, bitch, you're going to have to move out of the way. I just freaked out. And she's like, sit down, we've not been told there's any turbulence, it'll be fine. And honestly, 10 minutes into the air was some of the worst turbulence, and it stayed all the way to London. And at one point, I was stood with them while they were getting the food ready, crying my eyes out, going, you've got to tell the captain to drop me off in Canada. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was like, please, can you land the plane? And they was going, no, we can't just stop in Canada. I was like, I've got human rights. This is forced imprisonment. Like, I was freaking out. I was so bad that random passengers started coming up to me with different pills. They was take one of these. I had like herbal shit. I had like a diazepam given to me.
Whole cocktail.
People just wanted me to shut the fuck up, I think.
Oh, don't you see? But that was, I basically lived that before I'd got on the plane, and I'd got myself so hyped up and worked up on that, and I was thinking, what if should I take this? I should have took a diazepam. I won't take anything like that because I don't like that feeling of being out of control.
Me neither.
So that won't help. And then but then on the way, I must admit, when we was in Florida, fantastic, loved it. We will go back. I think I will conquer the flight again, because once I'd got there, I thought, do you know what? I'm so proud of myself. Like, that for me was such a big step. All my friends were messaging me. Like, everyone was so shocked that I'd made it there.
Yeah.
Florida was fantastic. Weather was great. Jules and Leash absolutely loved it. It was worth every penny. But then the day before, I started to think, right, we've got the flight home. So I'm checking the weather, because I thought, if it's rainy or stormy, we're going to be hitting loads of turbulence. So prepare yourself. Because out there, we didn't hit too much, a little bit bumpy. Got on, saw the plane. We had a new plane home, so that made me feel better, because I thought, that's less chance of a wing falling off.
Who was she with? Virgin?
Virgin, yeah. But out there, we had an older one, and it was quite creaky and bumpy. So coming home, this one was only like a couple of years old. So we got on. Movies and that were so much better. The headphones were fantastic. And then, takeoff was worse, because this noise, even with my headphones on, this like groaning, growling, horrible noise. And I was thinking, there's definitely something. This didn't sound like the last plane. And then the captain's come over and he's like, we're going to do it in 7 hours and 15 minutes because we're hitting a jet stream. So we're going to be arriving in London, blah, blah, this. And I thought, brilliant. So me and Leisha looked at each other and I thought, like, 7 hours, that's a breeze. I've done 9. This is great. What I didn't realise is in a jet stream, you get a lot of turbulence.
Yeah.
Well, this turbulence started. The seatbelt sign came on and I literally clung to my chair. And I honestly, because they say you can take your seatbelts off once you're in flight and it's safe. Well, I didn't. I kept that strapped so tight. It was unbelievable. And everyone was getting up and going. I was like, no way. I started talking to the air hostess again, and I said to her, like, are we going to have this all the way? And she said, oh, yeah. She said, but this really isn't that bad. She said, like, it gets really bad at some stages. And I thought, this is not helping me. Well, it got that bad at one stage that she said she had been thrown in the air and cut her head open.
Oh my God.
She's telling me this, and I'm thinking, right, that's it. That's me done. The wing's going to fall off. Something's going to happen. Got back to my seat. Seatbelt so tight. In the end, she kept coming around. She said, you can take your seatbelt off. I went, no, I'm fine, thank you. That's enough. And then they started to walk down with their trolleys, and I thought, I kept looking at their faces, and I thought, there's nothing wrong, because they would know. And, well, then we really hit this bit of turbulence, and it's just started, the plane started shaking. And the wings, when you see the wings, they literally bounce.
I know.
And I don't know how. It's so fascinating. That obviously, they know they can take that, but...
Well, it's fascinating if you're on the ground. Not so much when you're in the plane.
If you're sat in your front room watching it on YouTube, it's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I kept looking at them, and they were coming down with their trolleys, and they started to stop, and then they were holding on to the seats. And I thought, oh, hang on a minute. They don't like this. I don't like... And I just remember putting my head down. Alicia was clinging to my hand so tight. Mm. And I remember just lifting my head up, and I could see everyone's heads in front of me, like, shaking and wobbling around. And I was thinking, like, oh, my God, this is so bad. And I looked over at my friends, and they were just looking out the window like it was so normal. Mm. And I said to him when we'd got off, I said, wasn't that turbulence bad? And he went, turbulence? And I went, yeah, like the whole way home. And he went, oh, that's nothing. And I remember thinking, nothing? Like, how is that not? I was getting ready to get my parachute out. But, you know, that is... I think they should let you.
I actually found it better. And it's so weird what works for different people. But I actually hated sitting still in my seat, because I felt like I could feel every single bump. And it freaked me out. But the more I was walking around, I felt like I was feeling it less.
Yeah.
So literally for night... Well, again, like probably about 7.5 hours of the flight home, I probably sat in my seat for about an hour of it. I was just constantly... At one point, I sat in the toilet for about 2 hours.
Yeah, see, I kept going up and down.
Because you know it's that feeling where you feel like you're going to have a panic attack, but you don't want to have it in front of everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So I stayed in the toilet thinking, well, if I'm going to freak out, I'd rather do it in here, which is what I was doing. But Ryan actually fell asleep with the kids, and I remember at one point walking to the toilet, and the plane just like did this drop, and my whole feet come up off this fucking floor.
I know.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna be sick. And then the stewardesses had to sit down and belt up as well at one point. I just thought, but they kept saying to me, oh, this is normal, we also have to belt up, it's just for safety, it doesn't mean it's really bad. But I just kept thinking, like, but it does feel really bad, like, how can they say that?
Yeah, but then they're trained, aren't they? They're never gonna go, get back to your seat, we're going down, we're going down.
Yeah.
brace.
Clutch that Bible, it's over.
Oh, they're so well trained. And do you know what? They're fantastic. Our Virgin was absolutely incredible. And when as soon as I got on, I told them this is my first flight. So they knew. And I thought, because if I get that out of the way, if they see me start panicking, they know I'm just not mental. But I find... I don't know. See, if Alicia has a panic attack, it means nothing to me. I just literally help her through, feel like, but I think for a man to have a panic attack is so embarrassing, because we're meant to be the man of the family. We're meant to be the one that don't care. We're hard, we're this, we're that. And I find men have so much more pressure, because if a woman cries, it's quite normal. If a man cries, it's like, hang on a minute, no one knows how to react. And
yeah.
That was my other thing. I kept looking at Jules, and I kept thinking, I can't cry in front of her because she's quite sensitive, and I think she would then panic. And then, and Alicia knows. So if I did, because on the takeoff on the way out there, I literally just started to cry, and it just come out of nowhere. But I had my hoodie so tight, and I'd pulled the straps on my hoodie so no one could see, and Alicia knew. I just shed a few tears, and as soon as we'd leveled out, I thought, right, that's it. And then Alicia looked at me and was like, are you okay? And I was like, please stop asking me, because when people ask me if I'm okay, I then feel like saying, I feel like, do I look funny?
Yeah, oh my God, that is so, I do it all the time.
I say to her, stop asking me if I'm okay. If I'm not right, I'll tell you, because then when she looks at me, I'll go, do I look pale? Do I look ill? Like,
That is literally my thing. Like, if Ryan or anyone said to me, "Are you okay?" Oh, that would be my first response. Like, why? Do I not look okay? Do I look real? And then you'd be like, you look normal colour. Why are you saying it then?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I do to Alicia. And everyone knows now, my friends, my family, everyone knows that if I'm feeling a bit, as soon as they go, "Are you all right?" I'm just, and I kept saying to Alicia, "Please stop asking me if I'm okay." And then I was getting clammy. And then I was thinking, she must think I look really pale. And then I'm going to pass out. And then, it just, the whole thing starts again. And
I think that's what's hard about the plane as well, is because when you're anxious, but like it happens to be at home, because you're still in that calm environment, you know that it's just your anxiety. But when you're on like a plane and there's so much going on around you, it is hard to work out whether it's anxiety or whether you are just about to pass out. Like, and that's the worst part, just the not knowing really what it is.
Yeah, we'd spoken to so many people. Where Alicia's a hairdresser, all of her clients that came in, everyone had said Florida is fantastic. No bad words about Florida. You're going to love it, blah, blah. Hey, you're going to find the flight. Do you like flying? No, and all this lot. And then people started to mention about blood clots. And are you going to wear the stockings? And I'm thinking, should I be wearing the stockings? So didn't. Ended up getting up in the air, and I kept having these pains in my legs. Again, anxiety. I knew it was anxiety. So I'm thinking, it's blood clots. They said that you can get them. I'm going to get them. I've got a blood clot in my leg. The pain in my leg was so bad, it then went to my neck. So then I'm holding my neck and I'm thinking, oh God, it's going to go to my brain. It's a blood clot. I can feel it in my neck. So that started me off. And literally. And that's the thing. I find so many people say different things. And some people are like, oh, I love it. Absolutely love the airport. Love flying. The airport wasn't too bad, but we sailed through. But my anxiety was through the roof coming down to the plane, stepping on the plane, really bad. And then obviously the flight. But the flight home was bumpy, but better. But then he said we had to circle Heathrow because we got there too early. So I was thinking, oh, that's okay. Well, then I started to see the time going up. About 20 minutes and then 25 minutes. And I was thinking, please just get us down. And then I started talking to our hostess again, and she was like, there's about 15 planes underneath us. So what they do is there's be 1,000 feet between each plane, and they're all waiting to come in. So they're all circling. And I just remember thinking, great, we're going to hit another plane. 1,000 foot. He's just dropped and we've done 1,000 foot. And I was thinking, we're going to hit another plane. And just, the best feeling was walking off. I was first off the plane at Heathrow. I stood up as them seatbelts like went off. I literally stood up, went to the front. And as soon as them doors open, the best feeling was standing on that ground, honestly.
Oh, you feel elated when it's over, don't you?
Oh, it's just amazing, amazing feeling. I mean, it was cold, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I thought, oh, they've got the aircon on, but it weren't. It was the actual weather. But then I must admit, I felt so chuffed. Like driving home, and driving was a breeze. See, driving home, because I have anxiety day to day. Like literally, walk into the shop, I can get really bad panic attacks. Driving on motorways, get really bad panic attacks. And I said to Tisha, driving home, it was about an hour and a half from Heathrow, and I thought, this is nothing. Like, I feel great. And now I've conquered that, little things now, I think, oh, I could do that. Like going on a train to London. You're on the train for an hour or so. Yeah, easy. That's nothing now. I've done 9 hours, 40,000 feet in the air. So
it just boosts your confidence, doesn't it?
Oh, God, gotcha.
And that's exactly how I felt when I first got to Florida until my sister got off her flight and ruined it. But I was like, for the first couple of days, I was so elated. I was like, I can't believe I'd done it. It wasn't even that bad. But we also circled around Heathrow before we could land, and we was constantly like going above the clouds and then below the clouds and then and I was like, it's a bit of a pain because you get so excited that you've done it in seven and a half hours, but then you spend like half an hour just hovering around London.
And coming down, and the descent home, well, I felt like we was descending for about 2 hours, and I was thinking, how high have we been? And then you feel like you can see stuff, and I thought I can see land, and it was clouds. And then I remember thinking, oh, no. And then it just looked like the map. And I just remember thinking, oh, my God, we're still so high. And then coming down, that when them wheels touch that runway, oh, God, it's the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Literally so good.
I think my thing is with Florida is that I get a bit irritated. Like, it is what it is, but I hate the fact that it's always a night flight home.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I could just get up and get it out the way early, just be on the plane at like 9 a.m., gone.
Yeah, I liked the night flight purely because when I got a glimpse of looking out the window, it was dark, which wasn't too bad. But yeah, everyone kept saying to me, listen, night flights, on the way home, within an hour you'll be asleep. No, I was not. I was literally, my eyes were fixed for 9 hours, like literally all the way home, or 7 hours and odd, all the way home. Everyone, I kept looking around at everyone else fast asleep, and there's just me and Alicia next to each other, like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, just about. But Jules loved it. She slept. So on the way out there, she stayed awake for the whole 9 hours. And when we was hitting turbulence, she put her hands in the air and was like, woo! Like, she literally loved every second. And then coming home, I think she slept for about 5 hours, something like that. So, yeah. And again, she was, for a 5-year-old, she was so good. Honestly, I was so proud. I said to Alicia, because I thought once that engine kicks in and you get on that runway and you feel the power, I thought, because she's like me, she panics, she hates rides. And I thought she's going to be like, nope, this ain't a bit of me, and just scream for the whole 9 hours. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She was so good. So good.
Oh, bless her. Do you know, one of the times I went to Florida was back in 2013 as well. I went to go see my dad, and I sat by myself because I didn't have a partner or anything. Well, I had sat with Miley, but she was asleep, and my sister and her partner and that was sitting somewhere else. And I remember thinking, like, the heat had just come out with Sandra Bullock. Yeah. And Melissa McCarthy, and I thought, oh my god, I can't wait, I really want to watch this film. I honestly must have had that film on 3 times, and I couldn't tell you what it was about. No. When I got off,
no,
I did not soak in a second of it.
No, you don't, because around you, your fears, everything's so, the same with me. Yeah. I put a couple of films on. Alicia watched a few episodes of series and stuff, and she was like, oh, this one's really good. And I said, like, literally, I'll put a film on, and within 10 minutes, I scrolled through it and I was like, I can't. I just had to put Amy Winehouse was the only one I recognised. So I thought I just literally put her on repeat. Just because of the noise. I just didn't like the noise. Once we was in the air, I had a little walk up and down just to stretch my legs and get rid of my blood clots. Because I just, that's all I kept thinking.
That would do it.
Yeah, I thought that would do. Walk. A quick little shake of the foot, that solved that.
Yeah.
But no, I must admit, flying isn't a bit of me. I didn't like any part of it, but I can see why people do it, because once you're there, the memories and that we've done was unbelievable. And for Jules's little face,
amazing.
Oh, it's so nice, honestly.
What was your favorite parts?
So we done the airboats out on the Everglades.
Oh yeah.
So that was so good. Like, and it's weird. Like,
are they fast?
Yeah, really, really fast. Like, I was so shocked. Like, you have these ear defenders on, and you get on, and he took us into like an alligator's nest. We saw baby alligators, and we saw the mum, and I saw like so many vultures and bald eagles. And yeah, we was out there for an hour. That was the highlight for me. Absolutely fantastic. Didn't go much on the weather. Bit too warm for me, because that was another thing. It just, the heat makes me feel rough. But I must admit, out there, a little bit of anxiety on certain parts, but the rest, breeze.
Yeah, Joe, I only really got anxiety a couple of times as well when I was actually there. But one of them was lining up for the Little Mermaid ride, and it's like, or to meet her, I think. And it's like this little cave, but where it's all uneven, I got really disorientated. And I was like, I was just thinking, like, is everyone else feeling a bit dizzy, or like, is it just me? Like, that confused me. But apart from that, I absolutely do love Florida. And my sister's just come back, and she was like, Chloe, I don't want to go back without you. She's like, please, let's book 2025 and let's go sort of October time. Yeah. And it's given me anxiety because I know she wants me to go so much, and I don't want to let her down, but I also do really want to go.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna have to think of a way to just fucking do it.
You just got to do it. That's it. That was the thing with me. Once I'd booked it, I remember thinking, God, that's a long way. But then I didn't really think about it. I was going to work, and I'd known 6 months before Alicia, and I thought, I've obviously got to keep it a secret. And I thought, and then once she had known, she was gobsmacked, because she was like, but you won't go on a plane. And I went, I know. That's the whole reason I've done it, because this is the new me. I want to do this. And like Jules is at the age now where I think, why should she miss out for my anxiety? So yeah, in the end, I just thought, no, let's do it. And now I've done it, the flight home was better. And I think if we go probably in 2 or 3 years' time, I'm hoping now I'll be a lot better going out there. But out there, I didn't want to come home. If I'd have won the lottery out there, I'd have stayed out there. I wouldn't have bothered even getting on the plane.
I swear everyone has that feeling. It's just like bigger, everything's just bigger and better, isn't it?
It's just so, they're just so much more advanced than us. They're just, everything's so well thought about and it's clean and it's just so not. And we had alligators coming up to like by our villa, literally a stone's throw away was alligators every morning. And it was just insane to see the wildlife and snakes and just, yeah. And the way they live out there, it's just so, like even the wheelie bin men, watching them collect the bins in the morning, they just have literally an arm that comes out, picks the bins up and throws it in the back. Mm. Like there's no road blockages or people stood in the road like over here.
Yeah.
There's no rubbish on the side of the roads.
Do you know what? And it's such a little thing, but one thing I loved was like the space of like car parking spaces, like they're massive.
Huge.
And you don't ever have to worry about trying to parallel park or like or knocking someone's door.
Yeah,
like there's just so much room.
You can't.
I loved that. Yeah.
I thought, what was the other thing? The so they don't do school runs, do they? They just get the yellow bus.
Oh, love that.
And just ping, the little thing comes out the side. Your kids jump off. No school runs. I thought that is a bit of me.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, food was good. I was disappointed with the McDonald's. The McDonald's wasn't as...
Oh, was you?
Yeah, it didn't taste like our McDonald's. It was... Some bits were bigger, but yeah, not as nice. But the other foods, like when you see them around the park eating turkey legs, that is just something else.
Honestly, like when I go back now, I'm going back as a diabetic, so I can't eat as much, but it's probably a blessing in disguise because I think I'd eat it all. Like, did you go to Cheesecake Factory?
No.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, there's so many.
Have you seen the episode of Vicar Dibley where she has all them Christmas puddings and then like Christmas dinners and then she can't walk? I was literally like that after like a slab of cheesecake. I was like rolling out of that restaurant.
Oh, that's the way to do it though. We went to Hooters.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah, we went there.
Yeah, that was cool. Not as booby as I thought, but
no, I think they've toned it down.
Yeah, anyway. I was a bit gutted, but the food was nice.
Yeah. Did you get a picture?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, a few sneaky ones.
As you do.
But yeah, literally, the food and that out there was great. It's really got expensive.
Yeah.
I was quite shocked. It's really, yeah, the prices. I mean, like a bottle of water around the parks was like $5. Which I think is insane, but the parks were just so big. That was another bit of anxiety because I didn't realise getting into the parks, like the Disney parks, you have to get on like a little tram and then like a little buggy. And that was, again, I was like, oh God, because I just don't like being in confined spaces because it's just fear of breaking out in a panic attack and everyone just staring at you.
My thing is, like, I hate feeling like I'm so far away from, like, the car, which will be my exit to leave.
Yeah.
So when I'm getting on trams and, like, buses and, like, submarines just to get to the park, it's like I feel so far away.
But is it? Yeah, exactly. So, and then they say, like, you're in a name of an animal, a part of, obviously, a Disney thing. Lion King, car number 300 and something. By the time I've got on the tram, I forgot where I am. So then I'm thinking, please tell me someone's took a photo because I can't be having a panic attack and trying to find the car. But do you know what? We weren't too bad. Alicia had a couple of little panic attacks while we was out there because hers is traffic. So we had a couple of little traffic jams. So she had a bit of a freak out on the way back. But then makes me feel better. If we have panic attacks together, if Alicia has a panic attack first... I feel better because I worry for her. So I'm looking after her. So my mind's took off mine. And the same if I have a panic attack, she feels better.
A couple that panics together stays together, I reckon.
Yeah, this is it. It's either that or they end up in the same mental home.
What did you think of Universal? Because that's my favourite.
Yeah, so we didn't do Universal. We was going
didn't.
But we ran out of time. I didn't book it because Alicia and Jules are massively into Disney. So I thought I didn't want to do Universal because I didn't know if it was too old for Jules because like Harry Potter and that, she's not quite into that yet. But that's the one we'll do next time. We won't do Disney next time, we'll do Universal.
That's kind of a good thing, because you've got that little goal to go back for as well, to go and experience that.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that, and I'll do more of the Everglades. The water parks, oh my God, they are fantastic.
Oh, like, which one did you do?
So we've done Typhoon Lagoon.
Okay.
Which is a massive wave machine, like 6 foot wave machine, unbelievable. Like, again, this just go big or go home out there. They just don't.
Yeah.
They don't do anything by halves. It's just, and the donuts. Oh, the donuts there were so good. But yeah, just the heat. One day it was like 37.
Well, what day did you get there? Was you the end of September?
So we flew out on the 8th of October. And we flew home on the 25th. So we was out for 16 days. But literally, we had a bit of drizzle for a couple of hours on one of the days. Every other day was above 30. It was so good. The weather, nice. Honestly, was so nice. But I just burn.
Yeah, we booked to get married out there on the 26th of October. And we were flying out on the 19th of October. And I think about the 17th, because obviously it's hurricane season and, you know, I thought, what are the chances? Mm. But about 2 days before we flew out, a hurricane struck and it blew away all the gazebo we were supposed to get married under.
Oh, no.
So there was just like the stubs on the floor where they once were. They were just flown away into the Atlantic. And just my luck. But it did all come together and it looked really beautiful. But, you know, I kind of low-key would love to experience a hurricane.
Yeah, so we knew it was hurricane season, and I was speaking to one of the air hostess on the flight, and she said they had a hurricane the week before and they had to dodge it. So when there is a hurricane, obviously the plane will go round it, and it took 11 hours to get to Florida. And I said, if that had happened, if we were mid-flight and they had said, ding dong, it's going to be another 3 hours, I would have honestly, I said to Leisha, I think I'd have laid on the floor. I would have been so bad. But yeah, my friends, they was out there during a hurricane. It's just literally shut all your doors and windows and stay indoors for a few days, that's all. But he said it's like insane. The wind and the rain.
It intrigues me. And then I feel like I can say, I've been in a hurricane, because it's not really something we ever get down here, is it?
No, this is it. We get a little bit of 40 mile an hour wind and everyone panics and runs out and gets bread and milk. Out there, they just rebuild. But it's crazy. They build their houses out of all this wood and that, and they literally just get flattened, and then the next day they're all out there again just chucking it back up. I think, it'd be terrible if it was us.
Someone I knew didn't do a villa, but there was in a Disney hotel, and it was one of the big hurricanes, so they shut everything down. But in the hotels, they put on like such good entertainment for the kids, like all the characters were there, and they were like entertaining the children and putting on parties and stuff, and I thought, to be fair, it's so good that Disney are equipped for that sort of stuff, and they manage to like make it. I just love it, and I think that is, if I go in 2025, it'll be because nothing beats that feeling, does it?
No, you should do it. This is
maybe I'll see you out there.
Yeah, we are looking to go in about. Well, I think we said 2, maybe 3 years, but I think I could do it again. I'm hoping so. Although I have heard that it's only one of the older planes that are going to be doing the flight out now. Apparently the new one, the 380 or something, apparently that's not doing it anymore. It's going to be the 330, which was the one we had out, which then I said to Felicia, like, when I got off, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go back. And she was like, well, we can fly with someone else or try, you know, a different one. And I thought, I don't know if I feel confident enough for that. But I will definitely go back. Definitely, it's definitely worth it. Around that time, October, I think it's a good time. July and that, it's meant to get up to like 50 out there. So
yeah, my dad said the humidity is apparently awful as well. Like you just drenched. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't. That's not, because that again, we had one day of 37 and the humidity was so bad you couldn't take a breath in. It was like sucking on the end of a hairdryer. And then that started to make me panic, because then I was thinking, can anyone else not breathe? Or is it just me? Looking around. And you always, whenever you're having a panic attack, you look at other people to see if it's normal. Like, is everyone else feeling the motion? Or, because I had the motion when we landed the next day, obviously, then we got jet lag, which I thought was an illness. And literally, I remember laying in bed the next night and still feeling the motion of the plane.
Yeah.
And I said to Alicia, I went, do you know what? My head, it's ruined me, that flight. It was just anxiety. I was just drained. And then the jet lag. And then you got the 5-hour time difference. And we was waking up at like 3 a.m, ready to get up and out of bed. And I was like, this is just so strange. But yeah, the second or third day in, I must admit, no anxiety. And we had the best time.
Yeah, we went to Italy, but we drove there in the May because I've got fear of flying, obviously. And it was fine, but a bit like you with the motion, by the time we got to Switzerland, I got out of the car to go to our hotel room. I feel like I was on a merry-go-round. I was just like, yeah. I must have had this. It was like I was still in the car, but I wasn't. And it didn't go away for like 24 hours. Even laying on my pillow, I felt like I was still moving in the car. Oh, so weird.
And how long did that take by car?
A day and a half.
Done a few hours at a time, but oh god.
So I think we got to Switzerland in like 9 hours, and then Italy took like another 6.5 the next day.
Oh wow.
So
yeah, I'd like to do that.
I'm calling it an adventure. I'm not saying to anybody, oh, it's because I can't fly. I just say, we just love it.
Yeah.
We just love travelling.
That's me. That is so
me. Those motorway services, I cannot get enough of.
Oh, God, no. I'm so, we know nearly everyone all the way up the country now. Yeah. We're like, that lay by there, we've had a panic attack in that one. In that one. We literally just see them as our little place of home now.
Exactly. I take like selfies and send them to Dad when I'm like loading up on the snacks at like the petrol station, like having a great time. Italy 23, you know, like living in it.
I tried to when we was. I remember getting on the flight. I took a set, so I deleted it in the end because it was awful. But I took a. I thought, what I'm going to do for my story on Instagram. I thought a lot of people do it. I'm going to video myself on takeoff because I thought it's a great way to show if I do have a panic attack. Well, because the panic attack I had was so bad and so ugly, I couldn't even watch the video back. I done it.
So you've got it.
I videoed it. I've deleted it. And I watched when we landed back in Florida and I knew I'd made it. I watched it back. And because I'd started to cry and I looked so bad. And I'm sure there was like some sort of G-force because my cheeks and everything looked awful. And I remember just looking at it. And yeah, just felt really sad. And I thought, no, I cannot put that on Instagram. For one, that's going to need one hell of a filter. And I thought, no, that's just so... I'm pleased we've done this because I've been able to speak about it. So, but yeah, I wanted to upload a video, but Jesus, it would have put people off for life.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we end up going back at the same time, should we sit next to each other? Or do you think that could just be a recipe for disaster? Yeah.
One at the back and one at the front, I think. Yeah. Honestly, could you imagine us both next to each other on a flight? I don't know. Do you know what? I think it would make me feel better. Because if you started panicking, I'd be like, I'd be trying to help you, which would then probably make you panic about me. And then I think we'd probably be a bit, or it could just be a complete disaster and we're just hanging off both doors shouting, get us out.
Yeah, we're just winding each other up. Like, did you feel that? Did you hear that?
We're going down. This is it. Oh, don't
worry. Our partners would hate us.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Alicia would get on it again with me. I'm worrying for her next time because she said the other day, she was like, will we definitely go? And I was like, yeah. She was like, how do you think you'll be? And I went, I can't guarantee you, I'm afraid, because I don't know. I'll let you know in the morning.
Yeah, I'd say to Ryan, if I'm still on it when we're taking off, that's a win.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
If we get in the air, that's great. I think they should allow people with panic attacks to take a parachute in their hand luggage. Just as a reassurance, because if that plane, if I knew, well, do you know what? I can just pop this out and I'm safe. It just might help, obviously, not to get it out mid-flight, but...
I don't think you can jump out of a plane at, like, 40,000 feet, though, can you?
No, it was doing 760 mile an hour as well.
Yeah, there is that.
So, yeah, that'd be like throwing a chewing gum out of a car at 80. Yeah, I'm not really...
We're just going to have to die with everybody else, for God's sake. Yeah,
that was the other thing. I'm looking around and everyone on the plane looked so much older and I was thinking, but, you know... They've had a life. I have not. This is just... No. If they go,
you're only born in 1999.
Oh, don't. What a disaster, honestly. I'm so bad. Honestly, I'm so bad with things like this, literally.
I was sitting there like, how is Joe like only in his 20s? Like,
And then I was trying to voice note you back, but while I was voice noting, I had my phone plugged into the headphones, but was trying to do it like to my phone. And literally, and then I was thinking, oh no, now she thinks I'm only 20 something. I don't know why I've done
so
that.
Confused.
I don't know why I've set my email at that 1999. I honestly, what was going through my head at that time, I don't know.
If, in case you don't know, guys, I forgot that people aren't listening. Joe randomly set up his email address to have 1999 in it, even though he was born in 91. Yeah, as you do.
I don't know why I done that. It was a bad move.
Anyway, thanks so much, Joe, for jumping on and doing this with me. It's been a laugh and so relatable, and hopefully someone else relates as well.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully it hasn't put anyone off of having a flight.
No, maybe when, you know, we're in Florida at like 25, we'll come back and do another pod on it.
Oh yeah, we could do it out in America. We could actually do one out there.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
On the plane.
Oh yeah, no, I'd rather not.
A plane pod.
That's setting my anxiety off now.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and we'll have to catch up again soon and chat about something else, because this has been fun.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.